I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. This is The Indicator from Planet Money,
a show about work, business, and the economy.
Planet Money started during the financial crisis, and we've always taken on these big projects. We bought a toxic asset, we made a t-shirt, we are sending a satellite into space. We love this stuff, but it means we can't always keep up with the news as much as we'd like. So we're starting a new show, about 3 days a week, 5 minutes per episode. It's The Indicator, Planet Money's quick take on a number or a term or a story in the news. Today's indicator is 37. 37 years ago, the federal government released its first guidelines on sexual harassment. It was 1980, and for the first time, the government had declared sexual harassment in the workplace to be a form of discrimination, illegal under the Civil Rights Act. And the sexual harassment HR training video was born.
Good old sex. What's wrong with that, huh? Everything, as a matter of fact, when it's unwelcome and when it occurs at work.
This is from a movie called Power Pinch, one of the very first harassment training videos. It is narrated by a man sitting in a bar. Today on The Indicator, the history of sexual harassment videos and the surprising insight it gives us into the Harvey Weinstein case and all of the stories that have come out since.
And yet this thing called sexual harassment is taken about as seriously as a dirty joke. I'm Ken Howard, and you're about to find out why it's anything but a joke. It's also not legal.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Slack, where work happens all over the world. No more losing time context switching. More than 1,000 apps seamlessly integrate with Slack. So that's less time jumping between tools and more time getting things done. More at slack.com.
Liz Tippett is an employment lawyer. When she was starting her first job at a law firm in California, she sat through her very first harassment training. She did not love it.
This is terrible. And I just thought, why are we doing this? Why is everybody offering the same thing that is just painful to sit through? Can't we do it better?
Liz thought these videos are incredibly important, and the fact they're so bad is a serious problem. So when she joined the faculty at the University of Oregon Law School, she decided to study harassment training and see what it could tell us about who we are in the workplace.
It was July, and I'm sitting in a dark classroom watching a VHS video over and over in order to transcribe the content.
So how many videos did you watch in all?
74.
74.
74. It was purgatory.
The early videos are very basic. There is zero subtlety. They featured skits that laid out like troglodyte-level harassment.
Mr. Kendall, I've told you before, I don't feel comfortable socializing with clients.
Don't worry about it, Ann.
In this video, a young receptionist is trying to tell her very shady older boss why she is not comfortable joining him and a client for drinks.
This is a very important client. You know, that deal that we just signed could pay your salary for the next couple of years.
I could use a little cooperation here. Do I make myself clear?
Mr. Kendall, I'm not trying to be difficult.
No, I'll pick you up at about 6:30. Wear something nice.
The guy is basically saying, show my client a good time or you're fired. It is almost laughable. It's so obviously wrong. But that was the point of the old videos, to show people what sexual harassment was and to make the point that this is not okay. But that was decades ago. Times have changed, more women have entered the workforce, and Liz says harassment training evolved. Here's a recent video, we got it off of YouTube. It shows two guys who work at a hospital and they're looking at a female coworker's social media posts.
Go to her photos. See there? That one.
Oh.
From when she was in school.
Oh, man, is that Samantha?
Yeah.
I've never seen her like that.
She must have been completely wasted.
Oh, man, I'll send a link to Doug. The guys upstairs need to see this.
Oh, yeah.
This is super creepy, but it is unclear to me if what they're doing is actually illegal. Even Liz says she can't quite tell. And this is what today's sexual harassment training is all about. Over the last 37 years, the focus has moved from like caveman-style quid pro quo to stuff that's kind of borderline and shady. Basically, helping people in the modern workplace understand the sometimes subtle line between what is creepy and what is illegal. And then the Harvey Weinstein news broke. There was nothing subtle about it. And for weeks now, women have been coming forward at company after company with stories of physical assault and quid pro quo. Here at NPR, there were sexual harassment allegations against the head of our newsroom and a senior editor, and they were both forced out. And maybe I should not have been surprised at how widespread and terrible workplace harassment was. But I was really shocked. And so was Liz Tippett.
I kind of couldn't believe it. I mean, I do believe it.
Yes.
But I couldn't believe it was so horrible and so blatant. It just felt really familiar. I mean, it looked like the videos from like the 1980s, the 1990s.
And Liz says that's when she realized that maybe those videos, with all of their ridiculous music and the evil leering men, maybe those videos got something right that the new subtler videos were missing.
Harassment is about power and the abuse of power. And that has really faded away from current trainings.
Liz says the current videos reflect where we all thought we were as a society. We thought we'd mostly evolved beyond the sort of obvious forms of caveman-style sexual harassment. But Weinstein and everything that's come to light since shows us that in some fundamental ways, we are still in the cave. Liz says better workplace training could help. Training that shows the root of harassment is this raw power game, a way for a man to tell a woman, the workplace is my domain, you don't belong here, and if you want to hang around, it's on my terms and there's a price. But to really solve the problem, says Liz, we just need more women in powerful positions.
Put them in places of power that makes it less likely that someone like Weinstein can abuse the people below him for so long and with so little accountability.
Do you think that'll change now?
I hope so.
That was a long pause. We'd love to hear what you think of the show, or if you have any ideas for an indicator, send us an email, indicator@npr.org.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Slack, used by companies all over the world to get everything done, where every part of work, from documents to decisions, is stored, archived, and searchable in seconds. Slack, where work happens. Find out why at slack.com.